The aspect of the Yom Tov that often gets short shrift is the middle of the Yom Tov. Most of the days of Pesach and Sukkot, Kayadu, are Chol HaMoed. The Chol HaMoed often doesn't get a lot of focus. It came across, I think I sent out to you guys a link on Erev Shabbos. I made copies, hard copies also, you can take afterwards. This is from 11 years ago. It was Erev Sukkot. A woman in Eretz Yisrael posted on a forum. She said, it's been a rough year where things are going on in Eretz Yisrael, and things now have calmed down. They're looking forward to vacation. She doesn't want it to just be vacation. She wants Chol HaMoed to be Ruchani. And actually make sure that she's doing Chol HaMoed with her family right. So there were three Ramim and Rosh Yeshiva of different Yeshivotas there who responded to her question. Mamish, like that, say a symposium Shal Torah. Mamish, beautiful. You see the way that no one, part of their response, I think all three of them, part of their response is something that we, most of us, I think, will not have the option to actually implement, which is, well, of course, you should be going to Yerushalayim over the course of Chol HaMoed, and not stop, you know, for a trip. You should go to Yerushalayim, soaking it in and learning, and staying by the coastal, and so on and so forth. So that, for most of us, I think, is not really an option. We hope it will be an option. We hope it will be an option to go on to Har Avayis and to bring our carbon chagiga and our carbon Pesach. But if that's not going to be an option, so, and we're going to be in Chutz Laretz for Yom Tov, so at least it gives you a sort of a sense of where you ought to be aiming and shooting. And there's this Rav Yehuda Melamed, who's a Ram in the Shivat HaZdeh and Ramat Gan, who says, well, to think about this question of how you should spend your Chol HaMoed, you really want to ask yourself, what's Chol HaMoed supposed to be all about? Why do we have Chol HaMoed? So he talks about Chol HaMoed as an opportunity to make sure that you don't become a bifurcated Jew. To make sure that you don't become a bifurcated Jew, where you have two sort of disconnected halves. Sometimes I'm in Kedusha mode, I'm in Hashem mode, and sometimes I'm, you know, doing my thing mode. Like, sometimes I have my Lashem moments and my Lachem moments. I'm in Shul, I'm in the Beis Medrash, I'm doing mitzvahs, I'm shaking lulav, and then, you know, then I go to work, and then I go home, and then I watch TV, and then I relax with friends. That's sort of disconnected from Yad. I have Kedusha moments and Chulin moments. And he says, if we didn't have Chol HaMoed, it would be easier to fall into that mistaken, inappropriate way of looking at things. Days of Kedusha, I don't do any milacha, I'm removed from the world, I'm not at work, and much of my entertainment, perhaps, is off limits. I'm, you know, Shabbos Yom Tov is a totally different routine, and then I have Yimei Chol, when I'm doing my own stuff, where I'm focused on the here and now. So this Rav Melamed suggests that maybe that's part of the goal of Chol HaMoed, is to be doing, to have the opportunity, because it's far more limited as to Malacha, and we have the opportunity, we'll talk about that in a moment, I have the opportunity to do a lot of weekday activities, but Avirash al Kedusha Chofefet Alav. But there's an added atmosphere, a flavor of Kedusha that surrounds the way I'm going to drive, and I'm going to make a phone call. I'm going to drive when the Yom Tov tick away. I'm going to make a phone call and the Yom Tov tick away. And it's that opportunity to Chol HaMoed, to do Chol things, but to inject more Kedusha, that's supposed to be a model for us, like sort of opportunity to, it's almost like a laboratory. He doesn't use that terminology, but I would. Chol HaMoed is almost like a laboratory in figuring out how I can inject Kedusha into the everyday. You get to try Chol HaMoed, and then hopefully you learn lessons and you try things out that you can use going forward. And the truth is, I think it's this idea is already perhaps appears in a very, very ancient text of the Torah Shel Peh, the Mechilta Parshas Bo. The Mechilta Parshas Bo is one of the sources, one of the earliest sources for the dinim of Chol HaMoed. You know that there's a whole Masechta of Mishnayos, or two and a half prakim of Maseches Moed Katner about Chol HaMoed. Mishnayos talk about a limited Isser Malacha. There's Isser Malacha in Chol HaMoed, but there are four or five or six major exceptions. One major exception is anything you're doing for today or for any day of Chol Hamoed or Yom Tov is mutter. And another major exception is that Davar HaAved is mutter. I'm allowed to do malacha if it's to prevent loss. If the roof is leaking, and if I let it go, you know, I'm going to have more severe damage. Or if I have an account with a client, and if I don't pay attention to him for a week, I run the risk of him finding another supplier and I lose that account. Or I have a job, and my job is such that I'm not able to organize my vacation days to be able to take time off. And if I take off a week, my job may not be as secure as it was. So those are all examples of Davar HaAved. Or even more mild things, like if the family is together in Chol Hamoed and you can get a picture, you have a collection of people that you don't normally have together. So it's time to take, you know, pictures with your nuclear family in the backyard. We could have done those pictures. We could do those pictures at Yisroch Chag also. So that might be, you have to figure out, maybe that's Melachas Chol Hamoed. But if you have cousins over, we're normally not together with, but Chol Hamoed, we get together with those cousins. So to take, or we're in a place that we normally don't get to be in, so to take pictures as to missed opportunity, or so that would be a Davar HaAved. Or I'm sitting learning with a chavrusa or by myself, or going to a shiur, and I come up with an idea that I don't want to lose. So I want to write it down so I won't lose it. So that's a Davar HaAved. So those, again, there are other heterim also, but the two major heterim for Malachas Chol Hamoed, there is an Isra Malachas Chol Hamoed. Two major heterim are, number one, Tzorach HaMoed. Doesn't have to be, Yom Tov has to be Tzorach for today. Chol Hamoed could be Tzorach for any day upcoming of Chol Hamoed or Yom Tov. The Tzorach HaMoed and Davar HaAved are the two largest exceptions. So the Gemara actually wondered, the Gemara sort of raises this question, we showed him explicitly debate, but what is that? I know that Yom Tov is not as Chomer as Shabbos, and that's based on Pesukim and Parshas Bo. Ochel Nefesh. What's with Chol Hamoed? Davar HaAved, it's sort of like a funny exception. Like a Tzorech-based exception. Where are all these exceptions? There are other exceptions. Also, if it's public works, public projects, Tzorech HaRabim is mutter. What's it all about? So we shall have a big debate. Does that mean that Malachas Chol Hamoed is really the whole Issur Malachas Drabanan? Chazal may have created an Issur Malachas Drabanan and built in all sorts of exceptions because they're making Issur Rabbanan. Or a popular approach is that more or less a Macholus Ashkenaz Mesfarim. Other approaches, no, Malachas Chol Hamoed, that's a real Issur Daraisa, but built into it was Mesar Kasel HaChachamim that Chazal have the right to lay out, to parameterize it. So either way, I have an Issur Malachas Chol Hamoed, and certainly the Mechilta. The Mechilta seems to talk about Malachas Chol Hamoed. The Mechilta talks about eating a Chol Hamoed and drinking a Chol Hamoed. And dressing specially in Chol Hamoed. And then when Mechilta talks about the idea of Malach and Chol Hamoed, and Mikra, the fact Chol Hamoed is clearly in the Chumash called Mikra Kodesh, so Mechilta actually said, it raises the possibility in the course of the back and forth that I ought to, that I could consider making a Chol Hamoed. That if the first and last days of Yom Tov are Mikra Kodesh, certainly Chol Hamoed is Mikra Kodesh. The first day of Pesach is Yom Tov, the day after is Kodesh, the day before is Chol. Shmini Atzeres, the day before it is Kodesh, but the day after is Chol. But the days of Chol, every single day of Chol Hamoed has two Kodesh names. Every single day of Chol Hamoed is Kedusha before and after. So Mechilta sees it as an argument, the strength of Chol Hamoed. So I think that speaks to this idea that what Chol Hamoed is all about is thinking about context and a context of Kedusha. One more practical point, one or two more practical points about Chol Hamoed, both in terms of Machshava and in terms of Halacha L'maisa. The first page of Chelek Hei of Mishnah Berurah, I think it's also the first page of Hilchas Chol Hamoed, Tov Kuf Lamed, and the Mishnah Berurah right away jumps into the very first few lines of Sifra Aleph. He gets into the Melechat Chol HaMoed, the Raisa Drabbanon, and the different exceptions, Davra HaAvid, and Tzorach HaMoed, and Tzorach HaRabim, and so on and so forth. And then, there are many more details. And further down, into Sifkat Aleph, he points out there are other Dinim of Chol HaMoed as well, like we mentioned before, the Mechilta has, and he in the Shaar HaTzion, which is in the Mishnah Berurah's own footnotes on his Mishnah Berurah, he thinks Sifkat Dalet, he points to that Mechilta, that Mechilta talks about, even before it talks about Malacha, it talks about, if it's called a Mikra Kodesh, call it holy, I mean, call it holy. We call it holy, we designate the specialness of Chol HaMoed, he demonstrates the specialness of Chol HaMoed through Achila Shtia and Ksus Nekiya. Eating specially and dressing specially. So the Magen Avraham, quotes from the Maharil. The Maharil was with the Gadol of Ashkenazi Jewry in the 1400s. Maharil wore his Shabbos clothing on Chol HaMoed. Now that, if you've been around, out and about, you probably have noticed that that's the practice of Hasidim in general, for a full big Shabbos Chol HaMoed. You've seen the Shtrayim Lachem Bekeshes at the zoo. So that's not a big Shabbos Chol HaMoed. That was the practice of the Maharil. That is the approach of Maril. So Mishnah Berurah says that was Maril's own chumrah, but that is absolutely not required. Mishnah Berurah says that's a nice chumrah. That was the chumrah of Maril. Says you're not mechuyav to wear big day Shabbos, but what you are mechuyav to wear is a notch above big day chol. He actually points out the same way we were just talking the other day about eating. Eating on Chol HaMoed. You mechuyav to eat on Chol HaMoed, but not to the same extent you mechuyav to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right? That's the Gemara where it talks about leaving out Yal V'Yavo, leaving Yal V'Yavo on Yom Tov, you got to repeat Birkas HaMazon. Leave out Yal V'Yavo in the benching of Chol HaMoed, you do not repeat Birkas HaMazon. The Gemara says because Yom Tov you're mechuyav to wash, mechuyav to eat bread and bench, and therefore the Yal V'Yavo is an integral part of the benching on Yom Tov. If you left out Yal V'Yavo, you have to repeat the benching. But Yal V'Yavo is not an integral part of the benching of Chol HaMoed because you're not mechuyav to eat bread in the first place. You're mechuyav to eat. You should be eating well on Chol HaMoed. And one can make the argument you should be eating fleishiks on Chol HaMoed, also known as Yom Tov. But you're not mechuyav to wash. So you see that there's achila shtia, as the Mishnah talks about, but not to the same extent on Chol HaMoed as Yom Tov. Where denami is ksus nekiya, a certain degree of kibur from mikra kodesh to dressing well, but not necessarily not mechuyev to the same extent. You could wash if you want to on Chol HaMoed, not mechuyev to. You could wear the Shabbos, you're not mechuyev to, but it ought to be a notch above big dechal. You're at a stage in your life when you don't yet have the freedom to make these decisions. So then maybe there's something you're going to file away for the future. Definitely the way one ought to be treating Chol HaMoed, and we circle back to where we started, the Chol HaMoed works when you treat it specially. If it's just, if you're going to dress in Chol HaMoed, though it's just another Sunday afternoon or a Friday, so you're robbing yourself of this twice a year opportunity. It's meant to be a special in between time. It's in between Kodesh and Chol. And even the way you eat reflects that, even the way you dress reflects that, and that allows you to access Chol HaMoed as an incredible tool to shape your ruchnis in a very, very powerful way. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Yavim Tovim. The Tanam, the early Amram talk about that. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Chol HaMoed as a time for a very special type of growth in learning, growth in thinking about our Avos Hashem. You've been waiting very patiently for a question there.
Schoolwork at Davar HaAved.
Schoolwork at Davar HaAved. Ooh, that's a good question. You mean to read, or you mean to write a paper?
Like someone has named Pete, and the actors of the
Shia are going to live here. Or like if you just have stuff that you can get done.
Or like, let's say you're writing a Shmackalina article.
It's not the most relevant. It's not a good
That's a good question. To do work. To do schoolwork. Schoolwork where you were mechavim malachta b'moed, or schoolwork where you're not mechavim malachta b'moed. As the Gemara talks about mechavim malachta b'moed, the guy says, look, you know, every week I'm busy. Chol Moed, I'm going to be off. I'm going to have time on my hands, so I'll leave projects to do on Chol Moed. So that is problematic. Now, it could be now it's a little bit late to raise that point because the kavana, the hachvana has already been done. And the AP is a week after. Is it this year or not a week after? Right? This year, the time. Last year was very difficult. I would definitely try to. Now, if there's work that you need to have in right after Pesach, and otherwise you're going to have numerical issues, you have grade issues. And there's no way around it. The work was given a week before Pesach, due right after Pesach, and it's more work than can be done over the course of pre-Pesach, so then that's probably a davar of it. But I would certainly try as much as possible to avoid paper writing on Chabad. Ephraim. I don't think so, because that's one of the things that Chol Moed is nitan for, is for learning.
So then why do you need the
hinder of the Rambam? No, but the writing, you should be writing. Learning is not a malacha, but writing is. Yeah.
Rabbi says specifically paper writing, and I assume
like
electronics.
Yeah, I meant writing on paper. I didn't mean writing on paper. Some would argue that typing might be better than writing on paper because it's not a malacha daraisa. There are poskim who think that producing a file on a computer is a malacha of makab patash because now the computer has the capability to... You've given your Chromebook new capabilities because beforehand you could not press Control P and make this paper pop out, and now you could press Control P and make this paper pop out. So that's always our like. There are some posts can have that take, but like creating, you know, typing it, writing something on a computer is a makir patish. I heard this several years ago before the rise of cloud computing, so I'm not sure how that would play out. In other words, if I do it on my Chromebooks, it's makir patish on this computer. I mean, this computer and millions of other devices, billions of other devices could also be able to sign in anywhere. Does it make it better? Does it make it worse? I'm not really sure. I don't know of a lot of folks who take that approach. So I think most would assume that to type it is probably better than to write it. In terms of your own writing process, you have to figure out. Writing a novella, maybe some people works better to pen and paper. Some people don't know what to do with pen and paper. So, one more question. Yeah.
A few things. One.
Pick one.
It's all about writing. Yeah. Okay, so writing a diary.
Writing a diary. See, if you're someone, or if you're asking on behalf of someone, who journals and diaries regularly, that's very impressive. And Ashrecha or Ashrei, whoever it is who diaries. And if that's something meaningful, I'm not sure offhand, gotta think about that. One could definitely make the argument if the diarying is important, it may be davar aved because the thoughts, the feelings, whatever it is I'm trying to capture in my diary, it could be a week later, it doesn't work to sit down after. The question of how much of a tzoruch is it? So it may depend on the person. It's just cute, so it's just cute. But if it's for some people it's very significant, I'm not sure.
Let me
make it somewhat better. There's definitely an argument to be made. If you want to talk, we talk more about the diary. There may be room to develop the notion that it is or Tzarech HaMoed. And one more thing about Tzarech HaMoed, then I want to talk for a drop about Haggadah. If you go apple picking, so that's something that people sometimes discuss. You go apple picking with the family, it's a great Chol Moed trip, not more Sukkot and Pesach, obviously, unless you live in the Southern Hemisphere. But to go apple picking, sort of this classic Chol Moed trip, you're doing Melechas Kamamash and Melechas Daraisa. And it's not Tzarech HaMoed because you pick 50, you walk away with like a sack of 50 pounds of apples. Way more. There's no way with all, even if we invite all of our 150 best friends, there's no way we're going to be eating these apples for the next month. We know. We did it the last 2 years and we ate these apples for the next month. So, hooray, it's not Tzarech HaMoed. Mamash and Melechas Daraisa. So there are people who get bent out of shape about that. There are those who are unhappy with that. I spoke to Rabbi Schechter about it more than once. So he thought it's Pasha this mutter. Because he says, that is Tzarech HaMoed. He says, you're going apple picking for the experience. It's a fun thing to do. I don't remember if he made this point. Raya Ladavar is that you're paying. When you go to these farms, you pay to pick apples. And when you work on a farm, they pay you to pick the apples. I forget which writer was who pointed out, how ironic it is that these city slickers will pay good money to have the opportunity to chop wood for a few hours. Normally, there are plenty of people who do that for a living who pay a lot less, who get paid a lot less per hour to chop. Many of the people who come from the city who want the experience of chopping wood, instead of like they're getting paid to chop wood, they will pay to chop wood. So it's sort of like an interesting social reality. So Lamasa, if you're working on the farm, if you're the farmer, and you're picking apples because that's job, because you want the apples to get picked. So then it's raw, it then it's connected, I did, to stop just to pick apples because now I have time on my hands, so let me take care of it. That's right. I can pick whatever I need for Yom Tov and Chol Moed, but not more than that. But if you're doing it for the experience, the Raya Ladavar, we're getting the family in the car, we're going off, we're going to pay good money to have the Chavaya of picking apples. So then the Chavaya itself, Some people's take on having fun Chol Moed is waiting on a line for 90 minutes and going on a line for 90 seconds. So for some people that's exciting, and for some people it's exciting to pick apples for 90 minutes. Right? Different people like different things. Kol Kavod. Either way, that's your Tzarech HaMoed. That's what you're doing for kicks. So that's fine. One more thing in terms of Davar HaAved, practical point in terms of Davar HaAved. Davar HaAved usually means preventing a loss. Preventing a loss of something I already have. Not preventing, maintaining profit that I otherwise would not come my way. Minyas Ravach is not saying Davar HaAved with one key exception. One key exception, the Rosh writes, is Parak Matya. Going shopping, trade, commerce. You can't go shopping stamazai just because... because now I have time on my hands, so let me go shopping. You go shopping for things that are Tzarech HaMoed, or you can go shopping if it's a Davar HaAved. What does Davar HaAved mean? So the Rosh points out that we're more broad in the way, we're more makom the way we define Davar HaAved if the underlying Easter is merely shopping as opposed to an actual malacha. So the Rosh writes, if there's a sale that's going to be over by the time Yom Tov is over, so that would not normally be called Davar HaAved, but for shopping it is. And it's not normally called Davar HaAved because it's not like I have something that's getting ruined. It's not like I have a house that's getting ruined by the rain. It's not like I already have a client who I may lose. I have a job, a secure job, which may get frayed. But it's, or I have a situation to take a picture and I'm going to lose that. No, I don't have anything yet, but I have opportunity to save money. So, the Rosh writes, but if it's just a question of shopping, not actually doing malacha, that would be fine. See, to go shopping for something, I don't need the clothing and Chol Moed. I don't need the clothes and Yom Tov. And we're buying, and it happens to be an end of winter sale clearance, and there's a sale on winter coats. So now would be an amazing time to buy a winter coat. I'm not going to use it, hopefully. I'm not going to need the winter coat over Chol Moed. I mean, maybe this you could argue we will need the winter coat over Pesach. And assumption, I'm not going to need the winter coat over Pesach. And I'm going to need the winter coat until after Sukkot. But if there's a sale on now, then either the sale will be over at the time Yom Tov is over, or the stock may be gone by the time. They may sell out by the time Yom Tov is over. So for Parakamatia, for shopping, that's considered enough of a davar aved. I'm allowed to go shopping for winter coats and Chol Moed Pesach if I can get them at a price. I won't be able to get them after.